I think it's a really historic and revolutionary achievement that 193 nations can agree on the analysis and the goals to solve the global problems. And that this analysis is not a quite new one, but it's first time that we realize that the continued fight against extreme poverty in this world and the fight against environmental degradation and climate change is two sides of the same coin. You can't do the one thing without taking in account the necessity of acting and acting now also on the other front. We have to make major changes in production methods, energy technologies, consumption patterns, both in rich and poor countries, in order to solve the immense global challenges. That's a new common understanding of what's upon us.
You're an economist by training, and when you were finance minister from 1993 to 2000, you spearheaded economic reforms that led to a rise in employment rates and a strengthened Danish economy. Is there anything that you feel that you can take away from that experience that could be applied globally to the international community?
That's hard to say. I think we have to be aware, of course, that economic development is not a thing that can be reached successfully by one single nation. We are intertwined, we are interdependent to a degree never seen before, and that it's not only about traditional handling of economic balances, budgets, employment in the individual country. It's also about the more basic conditions for human life.
Getting back to climate change, if I may, for a moment, in December, countries will meet in Paris to adopt a new universal climate change agreement. Do you have any thoughts on how the General Assembly can advance that agenda?
Well, we have said from the outset in this presidency that if it's considered helpful in any way, we can bring together also here in the United Nations some of the key players up to the Paris meeting. There are good signs that it will be a productive outcome in Paris, maybe not sufficient. I don't know when these decisions will be really sufficient, but much more positive than we have seen in the previous meetings. The climate change issue is maybe the most urgent. That's where it's really necessary to act now in order to avoid an unrepairable damage to the balance of the world.
Is there anything else during this assembly that you would like to see accomplished?
Of course, working with the United Nations General Assembly is also about working with peace and security, not specifically in the different conflicts, because that's more the authority of the Security Council, of course, but we will have to work hard in order to modernize the whole concept of peacekeeping operations and special political missions, conciliation efforts, who could avoid, hopefully, more costly peacekeeping operations. And we, of course, also have to work with the human rights issue, for instance, connection with the huge challenges we are facing with more than around 60 million people on the run as refugees or migrants because of war and because of extreme poverty. So all these things are integrated. And what we will do is to make it as obvious as possible. One, the need for action. One, the need for realizing that all the things we're talking about are closely interconnected and universal in their character.